I was chatting with my sister on the phone earlier today, and I told her that we were having our Easter vigil tonight. She lives up in Washington, D.C. And as we were talking, I realized that the word vigil doesn't really come up that often in casual conversation. We're here tonight, staying awake together at the Easter vigil, to tell and retell and remember the story of God's love for us. And even though the word vigil is pretty specific, I think that many of us actually keep vigil in daily life in various ways that don't involve church. For example, if you have ever lived with a teenager in your house and you've stayed awake until they've made it home safely on a Saturday night, you've kept vigil. Or if you've ever waited for a phone call with biopsy results, you've kept vigil. Or if you'd stayed by the side of someone who's very ill, you have kept vigil. The story of God's love for us so often draws on this imagery of staying awake, staying alert for something that's about to happen. And we're supposed to stay awake because God's love often reaches us in ways that totally exceed what we can ask or imagine. So in the beginning, God created the world, including the darkness and the light. God created the world with such astonishing generosity and creativity. And then the prophets tell the Israelites over and over again, wake up and be vigilant. Stay awake because God's mercy is constantly dealing with improbabilities and surprises. Right before God brought the Israelites out of slavery, Moses told them to watch for how God's about to act. Look and see how the Lord will fight for you. You just have to be still. Tonight we hear the prophet Isaiah again telling the Israelites, incline your ear, listen, so that you may live. Jesus of Nazareth picks up this imagery in the Gospels. You might recall the parable of the 10 bridesmaids who are told to stay awake. Jesus concludes that parable by saying his disciples, keep awake, for you don't know the day or the hour. And staying awake wasn't a metaphor on the night before Jesus was crucified. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he pleaded with his disciples saying, can you not just stay awake with me just for 1 hour? I find it comforting to think about the fact that all of these different writers of these stories throughout the centuries, they all lived in human bodies like yours and mine, bodies that grow tired, that need sleep. Our need for sleep can be humbling. No matter how important you are, or no matter how important you think you are, you have to sleep to live. A third of our lives we spend sleeping. For adults, sometimes we'll say, oh, I slept like a baby. When we say that, we just mean that a deep sleep has given us a reprieve from the cares and anxieties of our lives, like a baby who doesn't have these things, presumably. For what it's worth, I think that idiom, sleeping like a baby, was invented by someone who had either forgotten what it's like to have a baby in the house or hadn't, because babies do wake up every 3 hours. On the first Easter, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, they were the first disciples awake that day. And they saw that the stone was rolled away, and they heard that angel say, he's not here, he's risen. And they ran out to witness what they had seen. And it was a truth that was clearly too good for the others to believe. They had to see it for themselves. My friends, I believe that those women saw the stone rolled aside that day. And I believe that Jesus ascended into heaven. Jesus has defeated the powers of sin and death. And yet, all around the world, there are still modern-day pharaohs, and there are still people in slavery, and there are still biopsy results that are not the ones that we hope for. And you can fill in the other blanks. And sometimes, when things hurt the most, the only thing that feels good is falling into a deep sleep. Tonight, our Easter liturgy has a hinge point, which is that ringing of the bells that we just heard. That ringing of the bells to me is like a gorgeous alarm clock that goes off. And that alarm clock says two things at the same time. The first is that it's okay to rest. It's okay. It's okay to be tired. And the second is, wake up now, because that stone was rolled aside, and those women saw what they saw, and we can say with confidence that everything is going to be okay in the end. The Easter bells at this vigil ring in the night that's as bright as day. It's a night where Jesus' power has broken death, has washed all our faults away, restores innocence to the guilty, and joy to mourners. This is the night. Tonight is the night. So as you fall asleep later, ask yourself, what is it that you came here to see tonight? And what is it that you've seen as you've kept watch? And what is it that you want to go tell someone? Tonight, God keeps awake for us, and we can all go home and sleep deeply because Jesus lives. Happy Easter.